When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.
Welcome to the Queer Family Podcast, y'all. The show all about family, but with gay. My name is Jamie. I'm your host, and you are tuning into the show whose mission is to uplift, highlight, normalize, and celebrate LGBTQIA+ families in all of our beautiful identities. And folks, this is our final bonus episode before I launch season 15 next Monday. Next Monday, I have a whole new roster of episodes coming at you, and they're going to be really good. But before I talk about those, I have a very special guest with me today for this little bonus episode of just me and my special guest. And it's everybody's favorite. And if you're watching the video, you know who it is already. It is none other than my beautiful, amazing wife, Ann Woods. Welcome to the show, Ann Patricia Woods. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. It's always great to be here. You know that.
Oh, she loves it so much. And here's the reason I get to have her here with me. Kira, the dog, is here too. Crazy Kira. So you probably hear that happening. I get to have her here with me during a random daytime record because Ann has COVID, y'all.
Yep. COVID. And I'm not a good COVID patient.
Oof. No. And the reason for that is Ann Patricia Woods cannot sit still. There's an issue. It's not an issue. I mean, I say that with all love. Ann
it's
has
a blessing.
Mask. Ann is wearing a mask and she's sitting next to me. This is the closest we've been in 5 days because I couldn't figure out the mic on her PC because I am technologically challenged. But yeah, Ann can't sit still. And so the amount of projects that have been started in this house.
And finished. I don't start and not finish. Okay. Started and finished.
Mm-hmm. The lists, the amount of lists that have been started, the list of all of the subscriptions we have and which ones we need to cancel, the list of our vacations for the year. There have been many lists. There have been
lists
many post-its.
Camps.
There's a lot of pacing back and forth. The first day Anne was sick, there were a lot of phone calls to friends.
One friend. Okay. I got one friend.
Okay. A lot of pacing and phone calls where Anne was extremely angry that she can't go out of the house for 5 days. I mean, what is this craziness? We're so different because
well,
I would just
what's
be
a vaccine if you still get it and then you can't do anything? Like, I don't get measles or mumps. Or rubella.
No, it's true. It's true. You have a good point. The difference between us, what is she chewing on?
She got my piece of paper. One of my lists off the table.
Our dog is like causing havoc because we're ignoring her. How dare we ignore her and try to do work? But yeah, we are extremely different. Opposites attract. And I guess that's why we make such a good team. Because when I get sick, I'm just in the bed and I don't move. And Anne can't help herself.
No.
She can't help it. And it's been an interesting last 5 days. I'm excited for you to go back to work tomorrow.
Oh my God, honey. I can't wait.
Oh man. So do you want to hear about like some of the amazing episodes that are coming at you for season 15, Anne?
Of course.
Of course you
That's
do.
That's when I'm here.
Oh my God. I have interviewed some of the most amazing people. And it is exciting. It is very exciting. Mm-hmm. I didn't talk to you. I didn't tell you all about what I've done to our bedroom. That Anne is not happy. You
Every time see. She changes it, she says, "This is my office." And I'm like, "Well, it's my bedroom."
But I've created my whole.
It's my office. It's my bedroom.
I've created my whole set. Like if you're watching the video right now on Spotify or YouTube, you'll see I have a whole set. I needed someplace to display my trophies.
Yeah. So now if I get up too fast, I hit my head on her desk, but it's okay. Because it's her office.
Where else am I going to do it? You know, when you live in a New York City apartment, you need to use every space. If you could see what the room actually looks like, all you see is this little corner. It's interesting. And my wife is a really good sport. I love you.
Like I had a choice. Like you, I'm sick with COVID and she's moving furniture around me.
Like, well, what? You weren't in the bed. It's not like you were in. Actually, you were in
the bed. I was in the bed. Sick.
It's love. Thank you. I love you, babe.
I couldn't move.
I love you, babe. I do. I love you.
That was the first day, second day, so it was bad.
I will let you move furniture around me when I'm sick with COVID in the bed. And I won't leave the bed.
Anymore. Yeah, I'll move it. I'll move the furniture out to the street. That's where I'll move it.
Okay. Just don't move my trophies or my plants. Because they're my babies. Okay, so let me tell y'all and Anne about some of the guests that I have talked to. All right. So we've got some gay dad stories, two of whom decided to be the representation they wanted to see for their kids and wrote a couple of children's books. Like they're each their own people, but children's book authors / gay dads, which is awesome. Got some gay moms. One family who wanted to shed some light on the disabled queer community. And that is a really great combo. You're going to want to tune into that one. Got a trans woman and parent who came out in her 60s. That conversation, like I took so much away from that. Well, like really, some great combos. And I'm not even lying. A couple of queer lactation helpers who know an awful lot about inducing lactation. So that's a educational one.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Yes.
Yeah.
And some families who have dealt or are dealing with some pretty tragic things and who wanted to come on and share their stories in the hopes of helping others who might be dealing with similar situations. And that was important. And, you know, we got two grown daughters and their dad who came out when the daughters were in their 20s. So that was fun to talk to all three of them. A donor-conceived queer parent who is working to make a difference in the donor-conceived world. And of course, and throughout the course, there's a through line of obviously IUI, IVF, adoption, fostering, sperm donation, egg donation, surrogacy, all the fertility routes, you know, because we need them. I even spoke with a lesbian couple who used surrogacy to make their families.
Oh, exciting.
It's not only for those who lack a uteri. Uterus, I don't know. And, you know, of course, no queer stories are complete without a little religious trauma built in. So there's going to be some of that. Mm. We cover all the bases.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. You know all about that. But we cover all the bases.
As you do.
Yeah. And there's like already too many episodes. I think I'm going to have to start doing like 2 episodes a week. I'm not even kidding.
Let's not get carried away. Save them for season 16.
Because people, there is no shortage of people who want to come and tell their stories. And it's true. And I'm not sure how to get them all in. I'm not even lying. Like, I'm like getting worried. How am I going to fit everything in? Because all of them sound so good and they're all important to hear. Before we say goodbye to you until season 15, can you believe it's 15 seasons?
No. But when I think of seasons, I think of every year and it confuses me because I'm like, Rose is only 10.
I think you're
it's
not.
15.
I
know.
I think you're
it's
not alone
It's the same
alone
with TV programs.
No, you're
I
not
don't
alone.
Get it. Like, why do they have 42 seasons and have been on for a year
because
and a half?
Anyway,
I get it, but
it's
I don't
as old. The show is as old as Orion always is. So it's 6 years old now.
That one I did know.
Which is, did you know that?
Of course.
Speaking of, we want to talk about parenting a little bit. Speaking of parenting journeys.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. Yes.
Longer than I thought. I'm getting fidgety.
She can't sit still, y'all. She cannot sit still. It is a thing. Our 10-year-old all of a sudden has decided. So she had a classmate move to Puerto Rico like a week ago. And now all of a sudden our daughter is like, oh, well, I'm going to save up and I'm going to get a ticket and me and my friend, and we're going to Puerto Rico.
And they're going to stay in a hotel too.
So she's been, anytime we let her go on Google, she is planning this trip and looking for cheap flights. She found a flight that left New York City at 10 p.m. She was like, Mom, it's only $150. Like, I think I found our flight with a layover in Miami.
Florida, yeah.
For a 4-hour layover in Florida at like 3 a.m., which so the whole flight all the way to Puerto Rico was going to be like 12 hours.
Yeah, no, it was like a layover from like 12 a.m. to like 8 in the morning when planes started flying again.
Right.
At the airport.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's like hell bent on this and she won't give it up. And every time we sit down to dinner. So Mom, about the tickets, can I Google tonight? If I find a hotel room, like, will you help? Or like, it's nonstop. And now she's gotten it in her head that she is going to do chores and get an allowance, which she's never gotten before, to pay for it.
She don't do crap. That's why she got one.
We've tried this before, but now, all right, so we have rolled out, because our child has pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, we have rolled out a new chore system in our house, a chore chart. And the child got up this morning. It's a pretty chart. I'll take a picture of it and show it to you. The child got up this morning and made her bed. And what else did she do? My question is, how long is this going to last? What do you think? It would be amazing if it lasts.
Yeah. We'll do an under over with a small group of friends.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. But she gets a certain amount of money per chore and we tally them up. I don't know. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing, but we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. She's not going to Puerto Rico though. So
no.
I don't know how we're going to break that.
Not without us.
I mean, we have broken that to her. She's just not listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, if this Puerto Rico fantasy gets our child to start doing chores and sticks with it, then it will not have been a loss.
No. I mean, we'll still pay her too. But
yeah, of course. Oh, last thing. These books that Orion likes now, this one, this is my new one that I read to him at night.
Yeah,
Hudson's Blueprints. It's a donor conception story. It's from the My Donor Stories series. And Orion really likes them. The cool thing about the books, there's a series of them. I have three of them. Because I'm like that. We have the two mom one. There's a two dad one. There's a single mom by choice. There's a one dad by choice. There's a mom and a dad. I guess they have to include the straights. I don't hate them for it. But like, you can pick the one that fits your family, which is great. And that's why I love them, because we need more representation and our children need to be able to see themselves. And I think that's why Orion loves reading this, because there are two moms and it talks about, you know, his origin story and things like that, which is great. But I just wanted to share this because I think it's a great book to add to your home libraries if you are a queer parent with a donor concepted kid, because you can't have
a straight parent and just want to expand their horizons.
Right. Or you, yeah, okay, the non-queers too. I don't know. But like, you know, you can't have too many resources to help your kids understand who we are as a family. And I actually I reached out to Sharon Leia, who wrote these books, and talked to her. And she really has done the homework. She's a single mother by choice and she wanted her child to be represented in books. So she wrote one book and then realized, wait a second, I needed this to be for everyone. So then she decided to expand on the series and she wrote a whole series of books that include all different family makeups, which is great and wonderful. And she has like consulted, like if it's a two dad family book, she's consulted two dad families and donor conceived people. And she's really done the work. She consulted with Mombian, who we all know and love, the lesbian blogger of the Mecca. And she even consulted with me a little bit. So, you know, I love her. And I think that y'all should go get these books. You can find the books on Amazon. You can either search for My Donor Story, or you can search by this specific book title, like Maisie's Blueprints, Hudson's Blueprints, Caleb's Blueprints. Like, they're really cute. They're really cute little books. Hmm. Yeah. And I think y'all should do it. And if you go to the, there's an Instagram page that is meant to be like a resource as well for parents who have used donor conception to make their families, and all donor conceived families. You just go to @mydonorstory on Instagram. And it's a, for a child-led, child-centered approach to discussions about donor conception. And we all need that. It's like continuing the conversations in the book. Anyway, check it out, www.mydonorstory.com. Another great resource that I've added to our way too big bookcase of books.
Yeah.
I hope y'all enjoyed this little here episode, and please tune in next week. Make sure you're following us on wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like to watch videos, you can now watch videos on Spotify. Y'all go to Spotify, the Queer Family Podcast, subscribe. And the cool thing about Spotify is you can toggle between audio and video, which is cool. Ooh. So if I'm like, oh my God, check out my set, but you're just listening, you can just pull up your phone and look and you can see the set. Like, it's amazing. Mm. It's really cool. Ah. I know. Aren't you impressed?
It doesn't stop.
And it doesn't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
For this intro, that's for sure.
Wow. I mean, it's the whole episode. This is it. This is us.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought we were just doing an intro.
No, it's us. This is it.
Oh, wow.
She's having so much fun. I'm sure y'all can tell. Don't forget, love to hear from all of you. Be you an L, a G, a B, a T, a Q, an I, an A, or an ally. Whatever you want. If you've got something you want to tell me, you can email me, queerfamilypodcast@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail, 646-470-1840. I think you can even leave a voicemail in Spotify directly. I really want to build up the Spotify so they let me monetize and advertise there. So just go do Spotify now. Hmm. And also you can find video episodes on YouTube, but there are way too many trolls on YouTube and they hate me and like to be homophobic to me. So I am not a fan of YouTube right now. So take that, YouTube. Go do all the things. I love you. Join Patreon at the Queer Family Podcast to support us. I mean, to support the show and us.
Us.
Because Anne gets so much from this.
Yeah, the money's rolling in. I'm retiring early.
It's worth it. It's so worth it. I love y'all. Tune in season 15. What the what? I can't wait to share all of these episodes.
Peace.
You. Mwah. Thank you. Enjoy your day or night.
Queer Family Podcast.
Whew. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, feel free to listen to another or watch another. I have so many episodes for your listening or viewing pleasure. Just go pick one and enjoy. There's a lot. There really is. And also, if you really do like this show, please, I know I say it all the time, but please do consider supporting the show on Patreon. You're just going to go to patreon.com/thequeerfamilypodcast. You're going to pick a tier, you're going to join, and you're going to get that bonus content. And you're also going to get my love and adoration for the rest of my life. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Keep on tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Mwah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.